by Richard B. Abide, a message for the reader. The message is truthful indeed. Yes, it is true. God, the Lord Jesus Christ declares, greatness lives within you. Goodness at your right hand, strength and courage in your left. Mercy and patience are in your mind, and kindness kneels at your feet. They are awaiting your command. So, tell me, reader, do you think greatness is above you? Do you think, I am not good enough? Or, greatness is not in my portion? You are not fair to yourself. You can do great things. You only need to know the key. Do you say of yourself, I am imperfect, and have done many bad things? Tell me, reader, can a person hide any wrong or evil doing from God? I tell you, God knows every error, every wrong, every evil, and every secret that one's heart keeps. We cannot hide. So, what then? Are we all doomed? No. God forbid. The Lord Jesus Christ is the message. He is the answer, the key. He knew from the beginning our condition. He understood our shortcomings. He saw us. He loved us. Then he came to be as one of us. He was born of a virgin. He grew up to live a perfect life. No wrong was ever found in him. Christ knew that living this perfect life would cause jealousy among the politicians and religious leaders of the day. He knew he would suffer the torturous death of the crucifixion, simply because he lived in goodness before all of humanity. So, they imprisoned him. They beat him, scourged his flesh from his back. They tore his beard from his face and removed its flesh. They brought him before Pilate, the governor representing Rome. Pilate and all witnesses couldn't find fault in his good living. Yet, the religious leaders of the day provoked the crowd through false accusations and called for his crucifixion. The crowd was falsely moved against him as Pilate washed his hands of the matter, declaring, I find no fault in him. They walked him to the mountain of the skull. They pressed a crown of thorns into his scalp and brow. They nailed him to the cross, where his body bled out completely until only water came forth. Yet, in it all, he knew what he was going to put himself through. He had a goal in mind, and he knew what he was achieving. He saw you. He saw me. And millions of believers present and future. He saw our troubles. He saw our woes, our hurts, and pain. He saw that even we ourselves knew that within us lived a despicable nature that even we may grow to hate. So, he did this work to send us this message. God so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son to die in this world, so that we the readers, when we learn of this great work, might use our free will to believe in this great rescue that he did for us. So, reader, my friend, my neighbor, this was not done in a closet, obscurely hidden from our sight, but rather, done before, and documented by, the greatest empire on the earth at the time of its occurrence. Christ was declared King of the Jews by Earth's reigning authority, the Roman Empire. Whether we agree or not, this cannot, and shall not, ever be undone. Therefore, I ask you to pause, and consider this true event. God came in the form of a man, revealing first, he lived to provide us an example of how to live a life that would please him and you. Second, he knew some people would want to live for him if they learned the depths of his love for us. Truly, without doubt or controversy, he wants excellence for us and greatness from us. If we follow his teachings, we truly can love our neighbor as ourselves, encourage the downcast, show patience to those who need it, to broker peace where there is turmoil, to show mercy and not judgment, to be kind and not hate. Yes, you can do this. This greatness lives quietly within you. It waits for you to simply call on it. But how? Simply, accept that God, who came in the form of a man named Jesus Christ, died for you. Then tell others about it, as I have told you. Love God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do for others as you wish others would do for you. Love them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Yes. You have greatness waiting within you. I hope you enter into it. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.